Dr. Frank Richter, Ph.D., former advisor to Saudi Arabia on Mideast terrorism, Iran and Israel and all the things that they've been going through all of our lifetimes. U.S. carries out more strikes against Iran as President Trump declares ceasefire over. I guess certainly we on this program knew that there was never going to be a successful ceasefire. And frankly, I'll go a step further. There's never going to be a successful agreement. Iran lies. They will lie again. And then they'll do whatever they need to do or want to do. Why do you think the president is tiptoeing around this so much? Is it that he's worried about his place in history? He truly doesn't like war? Or he actually has humanity that some people don't think he has, but I kind of think he does, that he worries about the innocents that would be killed if Iran keeps doing what they're doing? What do you say, Dr. Richter?
Well, President Trump is not really the problem. His problem in the sense that he started the war, but the negotiations have gone poorly and the memorandum of understanding has virtually torn up because both sides, United States and Iran, have a history and it's well known around the world of not being good and to be trustworthy in negotiations. The United States has backed out of several treaties with Russia, anti-ballistic missile treaty, transatlantic Pacific partnership, and so on. And Iran's just as bad. And so when you get both of these who don't trust one another, the old saying is trust but verify. Both U.S. and Iran don't trust one another, and they're concerned only about verification and their point of view.
So does this end only with the obliteration of Iran? How does something like this ever really end, Professor?
Well, I would argue that it's not really about obliterating Iran or obliterating the oil infrastructure of the Gulf states. That's what everybody on both sides of the Gulf, including the Iranians and the U.S., are trying to avoid because they're cutting their own throats. This ceasefire is about money, not about killing people. There's been something like 14,000 sorties, that is air missions by Israeli and American airplanes. In that time, 4,000 Iranians have been killed, half maybe government and fighters, but 2,000 civilians have died in over 100 days among 93 million people. That small percentage number per 100,000 of people killed is approximately the same as the number of Iranians who have died in traffic accidents over the last 3 months. And the previous exchanges with Israel and Iran and missiles and drones have killed only handfuls of people, at least in Israel. And even now, the Gulf states only have some almost single figures of people, the six Gulf states, killed by Iranian drones. This is not about killing a lot of people. It's about the money and the blockage of the Strait of Hormuz and reparations that Iran wants. It's about money, not people.
But if the president, I mean, he has said, I think, far too often, well, you better watch out. We're really going to hit you hard now. He can't keep saying that and get away with it. He's unfortunately going to have to do it. And if he does it, then many, many more people will die than the ones that those are small numbers in the scheme of things. Never good, but smaller numbers than one might have expected. But eventually, doesn't he have to really come through on this?
Well, little wars have a way of expanding out of control. That hasn't happened yet. And you and I talked about this in the past. Why is Trump going back and forth on all these things? And part of it is this idea of the madman approach to negotiations. Nixon had it somewhat with the North Vietnamese. You want to be unpredictable. You want your enemy to think that you are a madman. And the other reason is things have gone back and forth is that the stock market has gone up and down in oil prices and so on. And somebody is making money on this. Either people that Donald Trump knows or people that the Iranian Revolutionary Guards know, Islamic Guards. The unpredictability of it is correct, and it can expand, but that would explain why there's not been a steady path to peace in the last 3 months.
This is one of the very issues we brought up a few times here in the afternoon. To watch the oil go up and down, to watch the stock market go up and down, and to realize there are people who are making hundreds of millions of dollars on this. And, man, I sure hope we don't ever find out that they were able to get inside information and trade on that, because that's going to destroy our faith in our government if that ever turns out to be true. Do you think that's a possibility, Dr. Richter?
It's going to be difficult to prove because our Justice Department and Security Exchange Commission are controlled by the Trump administration and the people around him. He's not going to be investigated unless the Democrats take over the House and or the Senate in the midterms. And we already are worried about the stock trades that the president has. But I'm emphasizing it could also be on the part of the Iranians. They're making, as you point out, hundreds of millions of dollars by knowing what they're going to do in the next few days and how it's going to affect the world markets on oil. And people are making money. As I said before, this is about money. It's not about obliterating the people on both sides of that Persian Gulf.
Well put. I never even considered the Iranian enrichment from those up and down markets. So that's why we have you on, because you're so good. Dr. Frank Richter, PhD, former advisor to Saudi Arabia on Mideast terrorism, Iran, and Israel. Thank you, doctor. Always nice talking with you.
Thank you, Paul.
1243 at WJR.